Have you ever lost a $20 bill and you start to feel sick to your stomach? What if I told you that there are billions of dollars of unclaimed property with the state and some of your money and property may be there? If you want to know how to search for your unclaimed property and lost money, tune in to this episode of Financial Advisors Say the Darndest Things. Welcome back. My name is A.B. Ridgeway. I'm the host of Financial Advisors Say the Darndest Things and my mom's favorite Christian financial advisor. As a certified private wealth advisor professional with over a decade of experience, I have seen more unclaimed property than I like to admit. That is typically one of the first things I do when a client comes into my office. We sit down, we look at unclaimed property, and see where there may be some lost money. It is fast, it's easy, and lets the client know that I'm trying to put more money in their pocket and not take money out of it. If a business, financial institution, or government owes you money that you did not collect, this is considered unclaimed money or property. You may be able to file for unclaimed money owed to you or that was owed to a deceased relative if you are their legal heir. This is why financial planning is so important. So if you've recently been appointed administrator over someone's estate, or you have been appointed their executor, run to unclaimed property to make sure you're gathering all their assets. I'm not even going to hold you. I'm going to make this episode as simple as possible. If you want more of a step-by-step explanations of terms and how to do it for your state, I'm going to have a blog titled Claiming Your Unclaimed Property, How to Find Lost Money, on my website, www.abrwealthmanagement.com/blog. Is a new blog that we have, very easy to navigate, and a great way to engage deeper into podcast topics. Now, the first thing you need to know is that each state has their own unclaimed property website. So if you lived in multiple states, be sure to check each state that you lived in. There are a lot of scams out there claiming to quote unquote help you claim your unclaimed property, and they will take a percentage, a small percentage, according to them. But if you can sign up for a Facebook account, you can claim your unclaimed property yourself. And we're going to get into that process in just a second. But the first thing you're going to do, you're going to find your site. You're going to type in your state with the words unclaimed property. So if you're in Louisiana, your search will look like Louisiana unclaimed property. If you're in Texas, you would type Texas unclaimed property. Now keep in mind, a series of websites will pop up. Some of these are sponsors, some of these are paid ads, but don't just click the first one just because it's on the first page of Google or Yahoo search. Look for websites with the extension GOV. This is an extension for an official government website. Each state has different URLs, but it should contain the state name or abbreviation with the extension GOV. For example, Tennessee is treasury.tn.gov. Once you're on the site, it may lead you to a different site, a .org, but that's okay, as long as you go through the official government website to find that link. And if you check out the blog, I will have screenshots for the Louisiana website to help you walk through it. Also, if you go to usa.gov/unclaimed-money, you will also find other databases that you can search. Unclaimed insurance, taxes, investments, bank failures, savings bonds, and there's even one for employers that you can check if you have unpaid wages, basically back pay an employer might owe you. Also, you can check a pension. A lot of times when we work for a job, we don't know if they provided a pension or not. And if we have moved or your mailing address has changed, it may be in one of those databases. So click on the website, enter your name or city or zip to narrow the search and see if you have unclaimed property. If you don't see something right away, that's okay. Make sure you keep checking back. I do it on an annual basis. I recently found a $25 to $50 refund from a company that misspelled my name. They put a space in my first name. Also, other relatives I have done this for, they may have misspelled the address. But for whatever reason, these companies make the mistake of giving you money back, whether it's a misspelling of name or address, which I think is weird because when they send the bill, it gets there perfectly, but when they send my refund, all of a sudden, they misspell words. But anyway, I digress. To claim your property is very simple. You enter your contact information, like your name, address, birthday, social security number. You will verify that it is actually you. And then they'll send you an email giving you a claim ID. This claim ID is very important. Sometimes it may take up to 24 hours to get the email address, but they are going to give you the instructions there. In that email, there will be instructions on the documentation that you need to show to verify that it is really you. Sometimes it could be a document with your current address or some type of identifiable information. And that's it. Keep in mind, in Louisiana, it may take up to 90 days once completed to receive your property, but that's no time at all compared to the fact that you didn't even know that you had this money at all. So once again, this is something I like to do with my clients because it lets them know that, well, if you've lost this money or haven't claimed it, what money are we losing now? And what's the potential for losing money in the future? We don't want to do that. We want to make sure we have every dollar we are entitled to. So make sure that you share this episode with your friends and your family because they too may have some unclaimed property sitting there. And when you search for your name, you're going to see the hundreds of people that have unclaimed property and it's going to blow your mind. Well, that is it for me. Liking, commenting, and sharing are all free. So if you want to do something, you could do that for me. Well, I am AB Ridgeway and I'll see you on the other side of your blessing.